reveal Triple M's your secret. Supergrass.
Well, plenty of rumour and innuendo going on around Sydney at the moment, and the man who's across it all to give us the inside and all the goss is the Supergrass. Welcome, Grassy.
Yeah, morning, Grill Team. The only story anyone's really talking about at the moment is this Robbie Farah and Gordon Tallis feud. The rumours are flying around town at the moment. I'm going to run a few past you now. Some of them aren't confirmed, but no one's really speaking on the record, so it's hard to confirm anything. The first one, James Tedesco at the West Tigers announced earlier this year he would go to Canberra. Bit of behind-the-scenes thing is both Tedesco and Robbie Farah are managed by the same guy, Sam Ayoub. Now, Robbie told his manager he would leave him if he didn't get Tedesco out of his Canberra contract. Now, a manager, as we all would very much panic when you hear you're going to lose a $900,000 a year client. So the manager then went and told James Tedesco if he was to stay at West Tigers, he would make sure that Mick Potter wasn't at the club next year.
Wow. Now,
why wouldn't a young player want, the coach there? Does he not get along well with him?
I don't know. Who knows?
Boy, oh boy. But it's funny, Grassy, we had a caller at Triple M on Sunday that said that Robbie was furious about Tedesco getting out of the contract and threatened to sack Sam. Sam denied that, but well, there you go.
Robbie Farah has also been leaking a story around that he's requesting a release from the Tigers. Now, a lot of people go, why is he trying to do that? Well, the reason is Robbie felt on Sunday that support was firmly behind Mick Potter. He figured if he can make it him versus Mick, fans will take Robbie's side. So he's going to say he's seeking a release, which means fans go, well, if Robbie's going to leave, we'd rather Mick leave and keep Robbie because he's been there for 10 years and he's our star player. It was very much a strategic move from the Farah camp.
It was unbelievable. It was a big crowd at the OB, and every time we mentioned Mick Potter, people cheered. Well, it was unbelievable.
The proof's in the pudding. I mean, these Tiger fans, you know, ever since the glory days of the last, 2004 or 5 when they won the comp, there hasn't been much to cheer about. But now they've obviously got something to cheer about with those youngsters coming through, and Mick Potter's been the catalyst for bringing them through. Mm. And all of a sudden they want him out of the club. I know his team I'd be on.
Robbie Farah's manager has all year been ringing media identities telling him how much the players have fallen out with Mick Potter. The fact that they're denying it is a real one that occurs pretty interesting to most media types. The other calls he's been making are to media outlets this week saying they'll have no access to his clients, and in particular Robbie Farah, if that media outlet chooses to speak to Gordon Tallis. Now, considering Fox Sports, Channel 9, Triple M have all spoken to Gordy this week, we're not going to be seeing too much of Robbie anywhere.
Yeah, wow. That's right, Gordy. He's across the broad spectrum of the media.
Away from Robbie and Gordon, MasterChef Final was filmed last night. Now, it's one of these new things they're doing in reality TV shows where they film alternative endings. So they film an outcome where both of the finalists win, which means none of the contestants or judges go around town blabbing about who won. And, it's a bit of a spoiler alert. I can tell you the judges protested heavily about filming the two endings, mainly worried about their credibility and also the time that it took to shoot two alternative endings. Plus the effect it has on the contestant who for 2 or 3 months believes they've won and then finds out a day before that they've lost.
Oh, that's a very difficult thing to be able to manage, isn't it, I tell you?
Very hard, yeah. Well, there you go.
But the Bobcat bloke won, right?
The Bobcat won, and now he's going to give up his Bobcat job and become a chef.
Would you go to a restaurant because a MasterChef winner was the chef there?
100%.
Or is it like buying an Anthony Kalia album because he won Australian Idol?
No, different.
Do you know what I mean?
Food's different, mate. Food is different. These blokes and these ladies are top of the tree. And
are they top of the tree or are they top of the tree of a TV show?
Well, they won, so they must be top of that tree.
Maybe we should just go to Bobcats and find out.
Thank you, Supergrass. Talk to you next week, buddy.